Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James. Today, we're going to be diving in headfirst into how a performance hiring software platform called Discovered is using AI inside of their own business. We'll share the exact steps that you can use in order to implement AI for yourself. Before I dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company or just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI agent for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished just isn't worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Today I have with me Fletcher Winbush, who is the CEO of Discovered, a performance hiring software that focuses on automating the recruiting process using the power of AI. Hey, Fletcher, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Yeah, super excited for this conversation. Tell us, you know, for everyone listening in today, like, how did Discovered come to be? And like, give us some background to what the company does.
Yeah, well, I mean, since I've been 16, I've thought about the importance of getting the right people on the bus and in an organization. Squarely believe that who you hire is the most important thing we do as leaders in hiring great folks that drive business results and ultimately revenue for those companies. I think that's couldn't ever be clearer in this current day and age. You know, you look at organizations like OpenAI or Mark Zuckerberg is now all in the news. He's out there. He is going to be the face of Meta's recruiting efforts in AI, and they're paying in the nine figure plus, you know, $1 million, $10 million. Google paid $10 billion to hire one of their AI guys. That was a very complicated deal. They bought off his old company, but effectively paid the guy $10 billion to come back to work for them. You know, ChatGPT and OpenAI are paying millions of dollars. These are the companies that are automating hiring or are automating, you know, the world, right? Mm-hmm. And their most valuable asset is, guess who? People.
The people. I could have guessed
it. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So anyways, I've just had a lifelong passion for that. You know, our goal is to, you know, with AI, I mean, the future of hiring will be fully automated or fully enabled and fully supported with AI. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it seems like you're right. You're using AI over at Discovered, and I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing. Before we dive a little further though, like, tell me, why did Discovered and your team decide to start using AI in the first place? And like, what types of challenges were you even trying to solve with it?
Yeah. Well, prior to AI, you know, creating and executing a kind of science-backed or, you know, a really proven recruiting and hiring system was extraordinarily labor-intensive. There are a lot of things that you do prior to starting, which most people in the past would just totally like fail at because they just would never take the time to do those things. Like writing a decent job description, like they half-ass it, they mail it in, they steal it from a competitor, they copy something. Doesn't serve their purpose very well. To writing great job advertisements or coming up with interview questions or coming up with candidate scorecards. So all of these things people just skip. They go straight to half-ass job advertisement on Indeed. They start getting irrelevant candidates and they wonder why they can't hire anybody good. Or they do hire somebody and they totally miss the mark is because they didn't have clarity on what good looked like because they never spent the time to do that. AI does that in like 2 seconds these days. So, and there's so many just human components. And anytime you have humans involved in something as nuanced and as complicated as making a good hiring decision, they fail consistently. And we know this because, you know, more than 50% of hires don't make it, right?
Yeah.
So we know humans are really bad at this game.
Yeah. And especially like with the hiring process, like there's, you know, coming from like, I was a recruiter for a couple of years back and like just how companies are they try to be as thorough as possible because it's all about, hey, how can we get that offer out to the candidate? Or how do we keep that, you know, the retention of like a new hire and keeping them on board? And like, there's so many different things that go into it. And for you, like as Discovered's been like, you know, implementing AI and probably different aspects, like walk me through maybe kind of step by step, like what exactly is AI playing a role in your process?
Yeah. So, I mean, the hiring process, right? That's what it Discover does. We, you know, bought a new URL, discover.ai. I mean, we're all in. So AI is interwoven in every aspect of helping people execute the hiring process today. And it's continuing to get better and better every single day, where it will do at some point, today it kind of already can, but, and it will be more about the candidates willing and becoming more acclimated or accepting that they're going to be going through an AI sort of driven process. So I predict in the next 5 to 10 years, it's going to be fully done through AI, minus the final maybe meeting between you and I, where we go, okay, this is great, I like you,
yeah,
good, no, you're in, you know, let's go.
Right? Yeah, so it's like passing all the initial assessments, right? Because then, I mean, that's most of it, right? It's like some of the, like initially with a human, it's like, okay, first call, second, third, but like at the final, it's the actual, okay, it's the hiring manager you're going to be connecting with. Okay, it's going to be your boss that you're going to be connecting with. But it's like everything else in between or before that, it's, okay, let's check these boxes, make sure that you are a good fit for what this organization is looking for.
And that's what Discover does, right? You say, hey, I need to hire construction superintendent. And voila, here's your job advertisement, your job description, your candidate scorecard, your interview guides, your interview. So like actually creating a tool to interview the candidate. All right, here's a link, candidate, answer these questions. By the way, here's a hyper custom specific assessment for that role for your industry. So down to the nuance of like, well, you're going to be a commercial construction project manager versus a residential new home builder versus a custom home builder versus a builder who does data centers versus one that does restaurants versus one that does sky rises, all very nuanced differences. So it's kind of a great way to understand the power of AI here. In the past, nobody created content or tools or gave you blueprints to hire a guy who is proven at building skyscrapers. They just gave you kind of a general, maybe
template or like
on interview guides,
blueprint,
for superintendents, right? So we don't need to know anything other than what you want to hire, because we've already told you who you are. You give us your website link. We just know all that information. It goes in, it creates that job advertisement, job description, candidate scorecard, interview guides, assessment tests, skill and knowledge-based type tests, behavioral assessments, interviews, and then it posts it on all the major job boards. Candidates come in, and then it evaluates the resume for a match at extraordinarily high reliability levels. So it's at near human perfection in its ability to say, yeah, that person is highly likely to be a fit for all these reasons, right? And it justifies it and defends it's there. And so now the human goes in and they say, okay, that candidate's moving forward in the process. They've been asked to complete assessments. They've done an interview. We've checked their references. Here's the full package, Kyle. Do you want to talk to Fletcher? And you go, yeah. And then, oh, by the way, it reaches out and it schedules me, reminds me to be there. It delivers all of the value proposition content, right? Like, hey, Fletcher, this is why we're great to work at here. And here's some testimonials of our previous employees and check out views and our website. And like, here's why you should be excited about going through this process and getting to the end to meet Kyle, right? You know, whatever. Right. And so as a candidate, you were asking them to jump through a lot of hoops, but we are collapsing the time for them to get to an answer in their job search too. So a candidate can go through that process in a day if they want. What used to might maybe take at best 2 weeks. Now, you know, oftentimes took 4 to 6 weeks. The candidate can get an answer on whether or not they're a high potential fit for that job. And they're going to be interviewing for that with the hiring manager in one day. And so that solves everybody's problem. I want a job. You want to hire me quickly. Boom, done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's incredible. And I hear so much in like the market, you know, both on the candidate side and the, you know, the hiring for the companies is like, there's just so much time spent on, okay, one, figuring out, is this a good fit? And then secondly, for the candidate side of like, hey, I've been through like 5 interviews. Like, are you guys going to hire me or not? And like, it's just like this. So I think the clarity as you're talking, Fletcher, is like, okay, when instead of having like the general template of like, okay, this is kind of the scorecard, here's kind of the job description, it's going, okay, no, what are you looking for? And here's a specific tailored, like
hyper
full package,
specific.
Right? Hyper specific. So that way, when the candidate does come through, they're actually going to be, it tells, hey, it's a good fit. Let's get them into the process as quick as possible. Because I mean, I'm sure you've seen it in the candidate side. It's like there's so many jobs. They're looking for other opportunities. Like they might go to another company that gives them an offer faster because the other company was too slow. You know what I mean? So it's definitely, so walk us through a little bit here. I mean, obviously a lot of changes happening in the AI space, especially those, a lot of AI people listening in today. Like what are some of those kind of upcoming initiatives that Discovered has in Horizon as far as like future plans for AI and like what specifically is that going to play a role in next?
Yeah, I think, you know, our number one goal, I mean, yeah, we're going to, a lot of the AI is going to make a lot of what I said more seamless. Today, it's a bit fragmented. It's still automation, old school automation, triggers, things like that, right? Combined with AI. So AI is doing some of the big heavy lifting, but then you're using more old school kind of automation type of technologies to get to that end result that we talked about. It's going to be a lot more fluid and it's going to be a lot more candidate centric, right? Mm-hmm. So because, you know, AI has the ability to tailor the messaging to you, Kyle, about why we think you're a great fit and to customize the content and to also give you an opportunity to engage with that content at a deeper level. It's not just a message or a static web page. It could be allowing you to dive deep into the questions that you have about this opportunity and whether or not you think you're a fit or whether you think this is a good opportunity for you, and to be able to deliver multimedia content to you, the candidate, in and through that this process that's hyper specific to your concerns and questions about this process or about working here, about the company. And so that's going to get a lot more humanistic. I think that's going to be the next frontier for us, is to, you know, really strengthen that process so it doesn't feel as robotic, I guess, in a sense, right? You know,
yeah, it makes them feel like they're still kind of a valued human throughout the process, but then at the same time getting their questions really answered before moving forward
at a deep level. Again, not superficial, read the facts, you know, or go to this landing page, right? You know, static kind of content, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Where is, you know, as far as for those who kind of want to learn a little bit more about you, Fletcher, and about Discovered, where can they go to learn a little bit more? Your website or anything you recommend for them to check out?
Yeah, there's kind of three main things. I'm blessed with a unique name. Just Google me. I think I'm the only one on earth. I don't know how that happened. Excuse me, I'm getting over cold here. But and then discovered.ai. So you can learn about the product and the platform and all the tools and things that we do there. And then I'm also very easy to find on LinkedIn. That's where I hang out. So find me on LinkedIn, connect with me, send me a note there. I'm happy to chat. I spend an unlimited amount of time with people talking to them about improving their hiring practices. So I am an open book. Knowledge is free. It doesn't cost anything to talk to me. Obviously, we have products and services to sell, and I won't sell you those unless you want them and you want to know more about them. But I'm genuinely, you know, that's been part of our ethos, is we educate first, we share, and, you know, we give first in our organization. So, you know, don't be afraid to knock on my door. I'll spend time with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Fletcher Wimbush, the unique name. I love that. One of a kind. Thanks for being on the podcast today. Awesome. Thanks for listening in, everyone. And remember, if you're looking to implement AI into your business today, don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress that it could cause just isn't worth it. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer and let them build out and manage your AI for you. Go to gpt-trainer.com to schedule your consultation. Signing off for now. Have a wonderful rest of your day and looking forward to seeing you on the next episode of AI Chronicles.